Welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike, Grandma.
Hi,
How
Rebecca.
are
How
you?
are you? I'm good,
I'm
honey.
I'm good.
I'm good too. It's a
Another
beautiful day.
Another day, another dollar. It is a beautiful day. It
Yes.
was really depressing out the first few days of the week, you know?
Monday and Tuesdays was horrible. Today was good.
Yeah.
I walked to the library.
Oh, you walked to the library.
Yes.
What did you see on your
I
walk?
I got the last Mrs. Parrish, not Parrish. So I don't know. Somebody tell me about it. It was good, so I'll see what happens. I did finish a good book, but The Guest List. Oh, you got to read it.
Wait, I think I read that. What is it about?
About the people who are having a wedding on the island, and there's a murder. There's a lot of twists and turns. It's in an island off of island, an island off of island. That's what it is. A tongue twister. Yes.
Huh.
Did you see it? Did you read it?
No, I think that I didn't read it, but maybe I was supposed to because in my book club, like, I'm the worst one. So
okay.
I think maybe that was one of the books I was supposed to read.
Oh, you should read. But you should read it if you get a chance. It's really good.
Maybe you can just tell me what happens.
Oh, I can, but it's a lot of things happen. First of all, the bride and the groom are going to get married. He's in the show The Survivor.
Survivor, the show?
Well.
He's from the show in the book.
In the book, yes.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
Right. And they're about 35. And then you see why her sister is not too happy with the wedding. And she's cutting herself. And then she decides
oh my
that.
God.
Well, you know what happens? After this fella that she broke off with a fella her age, this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Olivia. And
okay.
Then she met this older fella who taught her a lot of tricks.
Taught her
then,
tricks?
You know what kind of tricks.
Oh, taught
the
her
sexual
tricks.
Tricks.
Oh.
I'm not going to go into detail what they were.
Grandma, I have an innocent mind.
I know. Well, so am I, honey. Anyway, they weren't just, talking. And then anyway,
scandalous.
She takes him to this show that her sister is doing. And then he puts her in a taxi and he leaves Olivia to go away. She was much younger than him. The next mm-hmm. thing you know, her sister brings the fella into the house and he's the guy. So now you think she's going to kill him. Then, of course, he had some people from school, and they had a thing of that, and that she was going to kill him. So there's about
Wait,
four
why
different
are they,
killers.
Why are they all going to kill the guy?
Well, first of all, Olivia's mad at him because of what he did to her, and then he's dating her sister. She was very angry. You know.
I'm so confused.
Well, it's a lot
Whatever.
Of people. And then his best
you didn't
friend
do
was
a...
the best man. He was going to kill him because that he made him kill somebody in school, would you find out. And he got away with it. And then the one who does kill him is the one who's running the wedding coordinator because that was her brother who they killed in school. So it was a lot of people going back and forth.
One of those things where
it's
the killer is
mystery.
The one you least expect.
Right. The murder mystery. That's what it is. The murder mystery. Right. It was very good.
Yeah. Those are good. Those are good books.
Yes. It kept you on your toes, wondering who was doing what and why is this person
right.
doing this? Why is that person doing that?
Right.
But it was good.
That's why in my book club, we started reading those types of books because there was we started in March. Like there was nothing to do. The most interesting thing in life was who
the
was the
club.
Murderer in the book of the week.
Oh, in the book. But you didn't read the whole book. See, we read the whole book. We take a month, read the whole book, and then we don't just do like half a book and half a book.
Listen,
and the other one we
make,
read...
I didn't make it up. I didn't make up the rules. My friends are all teachers, and they think this is fun, having class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For their
friends. Did you read the Lost Girls of Paris yet?
No.
That's
What
another
did you
one.
tell me to read that? You didn't tell me to read that.
Yes, I think I did. That's our book club this week, this month. That's the one we just finished reading. It was good. You like that.
I will
I'll give you
myself.
All my info I know, sweetheart. I will lead you in the right direction.
You're so knowledgeable, Grandma.
I'm telling you, honey. I keep myself, try to keep myself on my toes. Not that I'm a ballet dancer.
It's very hard, you know?
Well.
Trying to entertain yourself these days.
Oh, my God. Have you tried to make an appointment on the phone with anything lately?
What do you mean?
Okay, you call up.
Like any
appointment?
Like what kind of appointment?
Well, let's say I called up for the doctor appointment. Well, if it's an emergency, hang up and call 911. Okay, I know that. Okay, coronavirus. If you want to get tested, you do. Then they go into the hip with the flu. Then they go into, you have to go on acpny.com. I'm saying, where the hell is the person I'm going to talk to? Then you finally, you get the piano. About a half an hour, you get the piano.
You mean the hold music?
Then you finally talk to the person. You get disconnected. You got to start all over again. Very, 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 very time consuming. And if you call Optimum, you could drop dead. Because Optimum makes you go through all this thing about, we're going to reboot you. 32 times they rebooted me. And I wanted to tell this person, I wanted to punch him in the nose. You know, you don't talk to a person, so you talk to this recording. You want to say, listen, I want to tell you what's wrong with the TV. I don't have the blue light on the box. But they rebooted me. Well, we rebooted you 32 times. I know that. Who cares? I'm on the phone doing nothing.
Grandma, it's a good thing you don't have a job, because how else would you have time to make your appointments and to fix your TV?
My boss
I don't
come
know
over
even what you would do.
I don't know either. And don't even tell me about the T-Mobile when you call them up. I was on the phone 3 days to try to get my email put back on my phone.
Oh, my
three
God.
3 days. Finally, I get somebody... Finally, I got Christopher, my nephew, to come over, and he was on the phone an hour and a half. And then we finally get somebody who knows what they're doing, and it was 5 minutes, and I was sick.
Oh, my God.
So that's my story, sad but true.
Wow, Grandma. Well, you've had a busy week, I guess. You got all these things accomplished.
Everything is done now. I called the sprinkler man. He's coming Friday. I'm getting into my shoes. They're coming Thursday. I'm getting my gutters cleaned. Well, I'm on top of the situation.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are you up to now that I told you all my woes?
You know, just working. Ugh, I'm so tired.
You're tired? I'm
yes.
Tired of talking on the phone.
Well, yeah, because at my new job, I talk to people like you, angry people like you all day long, and they're not very nice.
I'm very
angry,
nice.
Angry old people who think that...
So now I'm angry old people. I'm an angry old person. I thought I was very nice. I just told the lady, listen, I'm tired of listening to the piano.
Well, most of the people I talk to are not very nice. They're cranky, and they have... Their only goal for the day is to piss me off. So... have to deal with that, but it's fine.
No, I'm not angry. I'm just anxious. After a while, it gets a little like you're on the phone too long. You even forget what the hell you want to say. You forgot why you called. But I'm not nasty to these people.
That's
the
good.
The lady was nasty to me. She said to me, how do you get your groceries if you don't go out? Excuse me, lady, what's it your business?
Yeah, that was rude.
Yeah, well, you know, that's got to deal with everything.
You
can't be
rude. Everybody should just be nice to each other, okay? These are difficult times for everybody. If everybody just shut up and put a smile on your face, you might get something accomplished instead of sitting around and complaining and yelling at me when I'm just trying to do my job.
That's right. And you have to just be, and you have to be sweet on the other end.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the hardest part.
Well, you know what? You get paid at the end of the week. What could
That's
I tell
true.
You?
That's
Get
true.
money in your pocket. And then you go over there to the to and have your podcast, see? So you have
Yeah.
a lot of things you do good.
I know. I have many facets of my day.
Exactly. And you got Louie. Where the hell is he anyway? Is he in Pennsylvania yet?
No, he
Oh, he
was
has to
there
work.
this past weekend.
Oh, he has to work.
Well, yeah, but so we keep trying to go up to the house to do like pumpkin picking and stuff, and we keep getting booted out. We
Why?
were supposed to go up. We were supposed to go up this past weekend. And so at first it was we were gonna go up, the two of us, 'cause there was gonna be nobody there. And then he was like, he wanted to go by himself. He wanted to just go fishing for one night and go fishing and then come back. So I got booted out of the plans. And then he found out that his stepsister was gonna have the house with her friends. So then he was all upset, but then he wound up going anyway and just crashing the party. And then we were supposed to go up this weekend, the two of us, and then we found out that his brother is having his friends there this weekend.
Oh, so you're not allowed to go
So,
there with the brothers?
no, it's like his brother and his brother's friend,
Oh,
like boys
no.
weekend. I'm
So he's
like,
going up
I'm
again?
not allowed.
So he's
No,
going, but.
well, no, he says. I mean, I'm a little nervous he's gonna dip out on my plan, our plans, but he says we're gonna go pumpkin picking on Saturday, like upstate somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere
So
where
what's
there's
wrong?
like mountains, like, but not that far, like an hour away.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
No,
You
nothing.
said
I just think, I feel like he's gonna, I'm a little
zone out on
nervous
you?
he's gonna ditch my plans to go to the boys' weekend, but I
That's
would
not
be
very
really
nice.
upset.
Right, that's not very nice.
I don't
I'm
think
going to
he.
uninvite him to my birthday to keep this up.
No, I don't. He hasn't said he's going to, but
Okay.
like, there's a chance he'd be like, please, can I go? And
Say no.
I'm gonna say no.
That's right. Say no. I want a pumpkin.
I want to carve pumpkins. And
Exactly.
I can't really carve pumpkins. He
Well,
does it for me.
right. That's all
Because
right.
I'm not good at those things.
Right. You ought to get
I
that
have
kit.
other talents.
Right.
I like to
Well,
pick
that's
out the pumpkin and I like to pick out the design, and then he does it for me
good.
while I drink pumpkin beer.
All right, that's good. So did you buy the pumpkin beer yet?
No, we're gonna. Well, actually, we do have pumpkin beer. We're gonna get
Okay.
the pumpkins during the day, and then at
Right.
night, we're gonna carve them and drink the beer.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds like a
Yes,
plan.
it
That
does.
sounds
Sounds
like a
like
plan. Why wouldn't
it
you want to do
does.
that?
No, I do want to do that.
No, him. He'll probably want to do that.
Oh, no, he should want to do that. It's going to be a great day. And
Exactly.
then we are going to Pennsylvania the weekend after, and so is like so many people. There's going to be like 20 people in the house.
Why? Why do you want
It's
to go with
just
20 people?
it's like a family weekend.
A family affair.
So it will
Okay.
be very crowded and
Ugh.
loud weekend.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I mean, it will, I'm sure it will be fun. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm gonna drink a lot of wine, so we'll be fine.
Okay, make sure you eat something if they have any food.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat. I always eat. I always find food.
Right. As long as you don't have to cook it yourself.
No, I
Is Laura going
mean,
to be there? But Laura's going to be there.
yes, everybody's gonna be there.
Oh, okay. All right, you'll have fun. You'll do fine.
Oh, yes.
Have you talked to Brookie? She's so excited about her engagement. Oh my God.
I know, I'm very excited for Brooklyn to get married. We're going to New Orleans.
Yes. See, if I
That's
get
the
it ready for you to
plan.
lock
We
New
can't really make
Orleans.
any more plans for us. It's in a year.
For what?
It's in a year, right?
Oh, yeah. No, she's going to do, she, I think she went and got her pictures taken, you know, to put on the save the date for the wedding. You know, I guess you put pictures on there and join what do you call it? Sign up for registration and join. I think it's called Knots.
TheKnot.com.
I think so. I'm not sure. But, you know,
yes,
when I get married again, I'll know all these things.
Yeah, we'll get you set up on The Knot when you get married again.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the website where you put
all your information, where you're going to have the wedding, where you're going to have the church, where the, well, she's not going to have the church. She's going to get married in the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Getting married right in the hall, you know. And your registration, like where you want to register or whatever. And your pictures, I guess. So, there's a lot of things she's planning on.
Yeah, there's so many. I don't even know where you start when you plan a wedding.
Don't ask me. But, you know, it's a, give her a good example. She wants to be a wedding planner, so this will be good.
That's, I mean, true.
This will be
if
a
you're
good
gonna
start
be
for her.
A wedding planner, you should probably get married, right? Like,
well,
and
you
then
don't
you
have
know
to be married to your wedding planner.
Yeah, but like that would make a best wedding planner. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm gonna look for in my wedding planner, to be married. Oh wait,
yeah,
Brooke
well,
can be my wedding planner.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
And she'll be married. Oh, this is perfect.
Well, you don't have to be married to be a wedding planner.
I'm saying it probably makes you a really good one.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how, probably know how stressful it is.
Stressed everybody is. Yeah, probably. You're probably right. You're probably right. That's
well,
a start.
I can't wait to go.
Go where? Oh, to the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to look forward to in this life.
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's Grandma's birthday coming up. You're going to be 30 years old.
I'll take 60 years old. I don't know if I'm going to pass a 30. I'm not positive about that. Hey, the trick or treat is going to be around for Halloween this year? Did they say anything else?
I mean, there's not like you can't like government mandate no trick-or-treating, can you?
I know. I don't think so, but they're trying, I think.
It's an unofficial tradition.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm going to have candy anyway. If they come, they come.
I mean, maybe you should just leave it out. Maybe, I don't think you should get in contact with the little slimy kids.
I feel bad for them, but they're so cute.
They're cute, but they put their hands in their mouth, and like, it's, you know, it's not good. You just leave it outside with some hand sanitizer on the side.
You think they're going to use them? Sanitizer?
Yes.
Right. Oh,
I think so. These kids these days are being taught all things about hygiene that they didn't used to teach you.
Mind if they come here with a mask on their face?
They probably will be wearing masks.
Can't eat the candy then.
They
get
probably
home?
Will be wearing masks. I'm going to find a good costume that already has a mask built into the costume so that look cool.
Are you going to a Halloween party?
Well, I don't know. We were thinking, Louie and I were thinking of this boat party.
Oh.
That in Manhattan, like, leaves off one of the piers, and right, it'll drive around the city for a few hours, I think. I think it's...
Yeah, circle. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I've been on it.
And then they'll have, like, you have to stay, like, in your group, in your table, and you can, like, get drinks and food and stuff, and you can, like, you could, like, walk around the boat, but you have to wear your mask.
And you could be, but, and you're going to be in a costume? Is the costume thing?
Yeah, and there's like a costume contest. You could win $1,000.
Wow.
Look.
That's good.
I got to find a good costume. I could really use $1,000.
Of course. Well, is it going to be like $1,000, like the costume, original costume? Like, or can you buy one?
No, I think you can buy one.
Okay.
I'd have to
Meanwhile,
look into the rules.
Shannon and Joe and the baby went to a costume party, his second year old birthday, and she was Princess Leia. No, wait.
Leia.
Leia, Princess Leia. And the baby was Peep. Is there a baby named Peep in it? What's their baby's name?
In what? In Star
I guess
Wars?
it's, yeah.
I have no
He
idea.
was dressed all in brown.
No, I know nothing about Star Wars.
Oh, well, anyway. But you knew Princess Leia. Leia,
Well, that's
Leia.
because like she has the classic hairdo, the hair on her ears.
Yeah, she had the things on top of her head. Yeah, like whatever the hell they
Yeah,
were.
they're the two buns.
Right. Oh, but you don't know her baby?
I look like Princess Leia right now with my headphones on.
Well, so anyway, so you don't know the baby. I think it was Peep. Peep, or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, that was their thing about the costume. It's,
Interesting.
yeah, you could be a flapper girl.
I was that like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was
Oh, well.
good. I mean, it was fine. I don't know.
And then you were a clown, weren't you, with a red nose?
Yeah, that was in college. That was probably in like 2000. That was probably like 6 years ago.
Wow, time goes by, right?
And last year I was nothing.
Okay, that's hard to be.
I don't know. So
What is
I
Louis
could.
going to
Oh, I don't know.
be? You have to get him a costume too?
No, he can choose his own costume. He didn't
Okay.
want to be anything last year for Halloween, so we didn't.
All right. Okay. Well, whatever floats your boat.
But if we're
But it.
going to a costume party, we have to.
All right. He has to get a costume. He has to
Yeah.
do something. So that'll be a start for him. So maybe he
Yeah.
doesn't want. I guess. Well, you know what? They have all these stores. Well, you don't go to stores. They have, I guess, catalogs full of things. I think,
Costume stores? Those things are
yeah.
so, those stores are so grimy.
Well,
And
yeah.
like, they're just always a mess. They give me anxiety.
I think Grace is going to one, and she ordered one from a catalog, I think. Got delivered. She's going to be a witch, and then this witch hat has a headband. I don't know how they work that. A headband attached to you. Your head, or what? She's gonna be a witch anyway. A black witch.
Oh, what's the difference?
No difference. I'm teasing you.
Like there's only like what there's different types of witches?
I'm teasing you.
Oh.
Well, there's the
So
good witch and the bad witch.
confused.
Didn't you watch, what was the name of that show? I forgot now. No, it wasn't The Lion King. Oh my God. Oh, I can't remember the name of the play that we saw. It was The Good Witch and the Bad Witch and the Witch
Oh,
drowned in
Wicked. How
Wicked,
can you
right.
forget Wicked?
I forgot it. What are you trying to
You're
tell you?
losing your mind, Grandma.
But she was a good witch. She was dressed in white and the bad witch was black, but dressed in black. And she went in the water and she melted.
She was the good witch was in pink.
Pink, all right. Thought it was white.
Nope, pink.
Well, pink's nice.
So what are
There's
we gonna
only
do for
two.
your birthday, Grandma?
Oh, God. Forget it.
We're having your
Forget.
birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. But your mother said I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you're coming, right? And Olivia and Louie.
Yes, your favorites.
That's it. Out of 12, only two showed up.
Well, we didn't show up yet. Don't give us too
You didn't
much
show.
credit.
Right. And I didn't, I'm not ruling out somebody from Florida and they're going to pop in. And then that's going to be a disaster.
Oh my
Well,
God. From
I don't know nothing.
Florida?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about anything. I'm not asking no questions. I'm just going along with the program. I don't want to know nothing.
It will be fun. I love birthdays.
Yes. Like I say, I got one in Maine, I got one in South Carolina, I got six of them in Florida. Who knows? So we'll see. Whatever. It's a hard year because of this pandemic. Everything is crazy.
Oh, yes, the pandemic.
It's holding everybody up. You
Cuomo
don't
doesn't
think so?
want you to celebrate, you know.
What? Who?
Nobody wants you to celebrate, you know.
I know. I had plans. I had a big plans in January what I was going to do. It didn't work out that way. Oh, well. I got to just accept whatever.
Yeah,
Next year's a
whatever.
different year. Who knows? Next year
Just
we're going to go
gotta
to the
go.
wedding.
True.
It'll be right around my birthday next year. So that'll be another year. Oh
We
my
could
gosh.
make it a joint birthday wedding, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. I'm sure Brookie would love to have
She
me
will love that.
celebrating my birthday. Sorry, you cannot cut the wedding cake. You have to cut the birthday cake. I don't think so. I don't think that's a possibility. But that's okay. That's all right. It's good. Hey, Lisa, I'm living a good life.
Yeah, you
Not.
really are.
Yes,
You
I am.
got you've been getting all your appointments accomplished.
Exactly. I
You've
got my
been
book
reading
club.
your books.
I got my book club in motion again.
Amazing.
A lot of people said they people dropped out of the book club and stuff because, they stopped having it and then they never got back into it. So far, we have a second meeting coming up. So far, we're good. So far.
It's actually shocking. Your friends have been so anti-book club.
Well, you know what? At a certain age, you can't do the zooming and have a book club zooming. You know what I mean? It's not the same as,
Look,
in person.
I don't even know how to work Zoom. Zoom gets really complicated sometimes.
Oh, see, that's why I'm not going to do it.
It's
No.
very complicated.
My
Their other
girlfriend.
apps are easier.
Well, the girls were good. They all came for the book club. We all sat outside. They all brought their lunch. I mean, it's not the
They
same as
brought
when
their
you.
own lunch.
Yes, they didn't want to order anything outside. So they wanted to bring their own sandwich, and they want
Oh
to do
my
it again this
gosh.
month. This month. Soon, I hope that stops too, because that's. I don't know, but they just feel like it's easier than being in the kitchen and ordering stuff and whatever. It's okay. As long as they come and they have fun, they talk about the book, they talk about everything else. It's a nice get together. So
Oh
that's
yes,
okay.
a lovely gathering.
Well, it is. You talk on the phone enough, but when you see people in person, it's different. You get a different feeling.
Grandma, you need to get a dog.
Boy, does the dog talk for me?
Yes. Are you
Great. You know.
kidding?
You say about a dog, but just think about it. Just think about it. You got to take it
Yeah.
out. I'm the only one in this house. Me
Grandma,
and the
what
dog have
else
to.
are you doing? I think you can fit it in between your appointments.
Oh, I'm so busy. I have such a busy schedule.
Oh, Maron. No, you
Maroon
should get a dog. And then
Oh.
Lily will have a friend because mommy won't let me get a dog.
Oh. Why not?
What do you mean? I don't know. Ask her.
Get
Say,
Louie
why
to get a
can't.
dog. Get a dog in
No, I
Louie's house.
ask Louis every single day if I can get a puppy, and he
And
says
he says,
no.
oh, okay. So he says no. No.
Yeah.
What can I, and your father probably says no.
Yeah.
That's fun. How do you do? How do you
So
think
mean.
Christmas is going to be this year?
Christmas? I can't think about Christmas right now. That's very stressful for me.
Okay. What do you want to think about? How about Thanksgiving?
That's also stressful.
Okay. How about, and this weekend's stressful because you don't know if Louie's going to go with his brother or go pumpkin picking. Right. Well, there's a lot of things that's stressing you out. I'm telling you, I know. I'm not you. I don't have
a lot
so
of things stress
like
me
this.
Out, and then the angry old people stress me out. Like just a disaster.
Oh yeah, yeah. For such a young girl, you have so much stress.
I really do. I'm developing a lot of anxiety. It's not good.
Let it go. Let it go. You gotta let it go.
Yeah, you're right. I should start drinking more wine.
Yeah, and just let it go. Just say goodbye, stress.
Oh, well, you know what's going to be really stress-free tonight?
What?
The premiere of The Housewives of Orange County season. I don't know which season it is.
That's stressful for you, too?
No, it's exciting.
Okay, good.
Not stressful. Well, actually, it does get stressful sometimes.
You know what I finished watching? Schitt's Creek.
Not a huge fan of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, God in heaven. Well, you know, those two fellas. Woo-hoo. But, but anyway, I finished. I don't have to watch that anymore. It's done.
I think it's season 15. Yeah,
in what?
Season 15.
In The Housewives?
Yeah, The Housewives of Orange County season 15 is premiering tonight at 9 p.m. on Bravo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, Schitt's Creek, like, it's kind of funny, but, like, it's not, like, so, like, hysterically funny as everybody keeps telling me.
Well,
and
I
think it's maybe, I think it's maybe because, like, people have said I am very similar to a certain character.
Oh, don't tell me Alexis.
apparently.
I nailed it.
I have a tendency to be like Alexis. So maybe I'm not ready to laugh at myself yet. Maybe it's an internal thing.
Maybe. Well, you're definitely not. You're not like Stevie.
Who's that? Which
Stevie
one's that
is the
one?
Girl that runs she runs the hotel. She's
she's weird. I don't.
She's
weird.
So cute, but she never. She ne- no emotion.
Yeah, something's wrong with her. We need to unpack that.
Right. But anyway, with the two guys, but with the hugging and the kissing, I said, okay, guys, let's get on with it.
Which, I didn't get it to any, like, romantic.
David and Patrick.
Oh, I don't know who Patrick is. I watched, like, 11 episodes, but, like, I can't really remember what happened. I think, like, I fell asleep for a lot of them.
Oh, probably. Well, you don't like
it.
They
just kept putting it on, like, when I was falling asleep, so I don't know.
Well, I was watching The Blacklist, and all the killings and the murders and the tortures, I said, I can't watch this anymore. So I put on Schitt's Creek, and I was laughing out loud on a few times. I said, people are going to think I'm crazy, that they're going to hear me laughing, and they don't know what the hell I'm laughing at.
Who's people? Wait, who's the people's gonna hear you laughing in your house where you live by yourself?
Right, but outside, you know, God. The windows are open, who's ever peeking in my windows? Say, look at that lady, she's laughing out loud.
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. No, but it's good. It's over, but I'm glad it's over. So now I can watch something else. I don't know if I go back to Blacklist and get some more killing.
I've been watching, Louie and I have been watching Mad Men.
Mad Men. Okay.
We watched Mad Men.
That's like 1940 with the girl guy smoking.
Close. Right? It starts in 1960 and the guys do smoke.
All the time.
Everybody smoked back then, I'm getting the impression.
Exactly.
It's about Mad Men, like ad men, like get it? Like the people who work in ads.
Oh, ad men. Okay. You mean
no, Mad Men, but it's about ad men.
It's about that's advertising you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't watched it. I saw it a few times, but I don't know what happened. It used to be on regular TV.
Yeah, it was on regular TV, and it's on, I think, Amazon Prime. Yeah, we've been watching that. Pretty good. You know, a problematic time period, but we've moved on somewhat from then.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of like cheating on your wives.
It's
great.
You know, crazy things like that. You know what?
Crazy, crazy things like affairs.
Well, yeah, let's teach everybody how to have an affair and get away with it.
Yeah, right? Let's teach everybody how to have an affair. Just teach them how to do it. Why don't you?
That's right. And how to get away with it. I mean,
right.
You know,
and how to drink in the morning.
Oh my gosh. That's tough. That's tough. What people do. Well, I guess to each his own, but I'm not going to do that.
and everybody, it's so funny. Like all the men in the show, like drink like all day long at like all their meetings, and like all
right.
the women, like none of them drink that much. It's like,
well, that's my family. Not me,
I guess,
but my
so.
Family.
That's
my
the way
grandmother,
it used
my
to
mother,
be.
Right? My mother, my aunt. Never touched anything. Never beer, never wine, nothing. Only the men. Isn't that funny?
How sexist. Women want to have fun too.
But isn't that funny? But that's how it was. It wasn't even like, it's just, that's the way it was. Nobody
said
it.
Not how it is now.
No, well, that's all right. But no, that's how it was. For some reason, I don't know who made the rules.
not me.
And then and the
not
women
me.
Didn't smoke. The women didn't smoke and the women didn't drink. I don't know.
Oh, I think the women smoke in this show.
Oh, they do? Well, Betty Davis
yeah.
smokes.
They have very, actually cute, fashionable cigarette holders.
Oh, right.
Little,
yeah,
like,
with the long
leather
thing.
Cigarette holders for the ladies. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's what Betty Davis used to use, I think. Always,
wow.
never a cigarette in your mouth, in a holder.
And they dress up for everything. Like, they dress up for therapy. Like, who dresses up for therapy?
Well, now everybody dresses very casual. But years ago, people used to dress up all the time. They used to dress up when men used to wear suits when they went to the ball games.
Oh,
and
my
opera.
God.
Well, to see a play when downtown, you'd see all the men
That's
with
horrible.
The suits. Well, people are more relaxed now. They feel that's not necessary.
Yeah, now you can buy like a $2,500 sweatshirt and call it fashion.
Exactly. But that's how they were years ago. That's how everything was. I mean, everything was, you know, dressed to the kilt. I mean, even working. Now people work, they wear jeans. Whatever this new thing is.
For sure.
What is it? Casual? What did they call it?
Well, business casual?
Yeah, well, I never did understand what that was. Is that khaki pants and shirts with no ties?
Yeah, that's business casual.
Okay. Well, we kind of work. Some of them wear shorts. Well, it's Florida. But would you want to go to work in shorts? Maybe you would.
Personally, probably wouldn't go to work in shorts. I mean.
Yeah. Where he's working, some of the men come in with shorts.
Yeah, the people in my office definitely come in shorts.
Well, thank God he wears khaki pants and a shirt.
Some people come in sweatpants.
I know. Is that crazy? But years ago, that didn't happen. When I was working, I had to wear stockings and a high heel.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I've never worked anywhere where you had to wear, like, stockings.
Well, that's how it was when, you know, late 59, I guess, before I was married, when I worked in the city. You had to wear stockings and high heels, and you couldn't wear pants. You had to wear a dress or a skirt. Now everybody's
Insane.
Wearing slacks. Everybody's more relaxed in what they're wearing.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a changing world, honey. It changed. I don't know what they're going to be doing later on. They're nothing, I guess.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they're getting a little, they got very lax.
I know.
But. Hey, it's okay. Everybody's doing good. Everybody's trying.
Yeah.
Like I say, with this election coming, it's crazy now. With this Trump, now he's not wearing the mask. He is wearing the mask.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
Why doesn't he wear the mask? I mean, what the heck is he trying to tell
me? Why doesn't he wear the mask? Because,
because
coronavirus is fake.
I know.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I know, but these young people were looking at him and saying, well, then I don't need to do it if you don't do it.
Well, exactly. That's the problem. But those people actually, like, they actually believe that, like, the mask doesn't do anything. Like, it obviously does something.
Of course.
And
it has to do something.
Also, those types of people believe, like, coronavirus is, like, a made-up thing made to, like, take away your rights, which is just, like, not true. Like, people died. But, you know, leave what you want.
Yeah. But hopefully, I would like it to go away.
Well, it's not going to go away if the leader of the country is not wearing his mask when he literally has coronavirus.
I know. And the doctor, and I don't think the doctors are telling us the truth about this condition.
what do you think they're lying about?
Well, they're saying like he's cured, he's not going to get it again. He's 100%. He didn't even wait 14 days.
Oh, that's not true. They're lying.
He didn't even wait 14 days before he went back in public. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do the quarantine.
He's a liar.
So who knows? I mean, I don't know. I, you know, I'm not the doctor, but it seems to me that everyone else is having a lot of trouble, and this guy is just walking around like, I'm better than ever. I'm healthier than ever. You know. Yep, and why don't they give that injection to his wife to get her better, the vaccine, if he got better so fast? I don't hear anything about her anymore.
I don't know. She doesn't really, like, make much sounds.
she's a silent partner.
They call that a silent partner.
Yeah, but at least, I mean, if they were, you know, they told us she had the virus. Now, let them tell us that it's over or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, he's so much better. God only knows what happened to him. Oh, he got cured so quickly. Which, that's why I say I don't believe the doctors. I don't believe they're telling us the truth. I know that's a sin to say, but I don't think they are.
No, I don't believe I believe the doctors who are telling the truth.
Well, how could they be telling the truth? They're not telling us the truth, though. They're telling us it's better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I really don't. I don't know what's the truth anymore. I think the truth is that...
Lies in the behold.
Yes, he had the virus and he's just... He's using this as a ploy to say, oh, well, I had coronavirus. It's not that bad. Like, it will be fine. Yeah, like, right. Everybody's dramatic. Like, no, it's not dramatic.
No, it's happened. It's happening. I mean, you know, I wish it would go away, but.
Yep, me
when
too.
It will when it will.
It will when it will.
It's going to go away when it goes. Well, I hope it goes away quickly because I'm tired of it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But what can we do? We're not in charge.
No, I'm not in charge. And which I'm very glad about. I don't want to be in charge of this hot mess.
Right.
Who would even want to be president right now?
Like, no, I know.
That's a crazy job.
Well, it's always a crazy... You know, years ago, the president probably was doing the same thing he's doing, but it wasn't in the newspapers with the reporters. So it didn't get so much attention. You know what I'm saying? No. Like
he's
now.
A special type of person who doesn't want to listen to anybody or do anything that anybody tells him to do. He won't even listen to his PR team and, like, stop tweeting. You know how actually it's so obvious when, like, his PR person, like, actually tweets for him because there's no grammatical errors and it actually, like, makes sense. Like, that's how sick he is that he won't even, like, listen to one person who might, like, save your reputation a little bit during this, like, really crazy time. He won't even listen to his PR person. So he's just an idiot. I don't know. I think you should be president, Grandma.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're right around the age of these men running.
That's right.
You get isn't a lady in there.
Yeah. Isn't that a sin? But yes, one reporter was saying, oh, he didn't text that because all the spelling was wrong.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that was fun. I said, oh, my God, this was CNN, I think it was, that was saying that. So I said, oh, God. Well, you know, the president is always going to be criticized one way or the other, but this guy really puts his feet in it, puts his mouth in it.
Yeah, he really puts his mouth in it, foot in the mouth, doesn't he?
Oh, please.
Oh, well.
But anyway, we'll see what happens on election day.
It's fine. He won't be president that much longer.
Well, if he gets voted in, he'll be 4 years.
No, then he's not going to win. Don't put that out there.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm just, I don't know who's going to win. I'm not in charge of counting the votes.
That's true.
I'm not in charge. You know.
Neither am I.
So we have to just do whatever it is. Whatever it is, we'll have to accept it. Maybe begrudgingly, but whatever. But I don't know if the other guy's any better either, so who knows?
I mean,
I got my doubts about both of them.
Anything's better.
Who knows? But better things are happening. So what else is going on? What's your sister doing, Olivia? Better than the president.
I don't know. She's just working at the loft, you know?
Yes. Good. Just,
that's about it.
Is it getting any bargains?
Did she get any bargains?
Yeah, shopping. Did she get any?
Yeah, she definitely gets... Well, I was in there recently, like a month ago, and they were selling all of the sales items to the employees for $2 a piece.
Wow.
So
good.
I got like 15 things for $30. Insane.
Wow.
I know.
That's good.
So I hope she never quits her job, because...
Well, she has to quit. She has to do what she has to do what she went to school for.
Well, or she could just work at the loft and get me discounts.
Mom works in Macy's. Maybe she'll get you a discount.
No, she doesn't buy me anything.
Well, if she gets discounts, you can go buy them from her.
No, she just buy me things.
She does buy you things. I know she does.
No, she doesn't.
Does she have one of your? You have one of your sister's dresses on again?
No, I'm wearing my own. Well, clothes, kind of.
You know what you want? You're
I'm kind of wearing my own clothes.
What does
I'm
that
wearing
mean?
My
kind?
Own. I'm wearing my own jeans and my own shoes.
Oh, but the rest of you is somebody borrowed.
I'm wearing Louis shirt.
Okay.
Well, but it's not my mother's or my sister's.
All right.
I'm allowed to steal from Louis.
Yes, if you can fit in his clothes. Aren't they big on you? All right.
No.
All right. Okay. I'm glad to hear it. So you're going to see him? Oh, no, tonight's Wednesday. Years ago, today used to be bow night. That meant
what?
That you'd have...
Like date
bow
night?
Bow night, like you saw your date night. Like, date night was Friday, bow night. And then...
I saw him last night. We had Taco Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay. Taco Tuesday. So the restaurants are all open, or you're outside or inside, or you're taking it home?
Oh, no, I picked it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
From
Abo
Taco.
Is he looking for any apartments?
No, not yet. But
okay.
Hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing at a time. He's got a car. Didn't have.
True. And I have a car now, you know, like I'm rich.
That's it. Right. So, and you have a place to live right now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to say, but he's, you know. I thought he wanted to get his own, not with his brother. But who knows? Maybe he's happy. He's happy there. How's his job coming along?
Good.
He still likes it?
Yeah.
Good. All right. That's good. What does he do anyway? Sells his life insurance?
Yeah, what's it called?
The duck.
Beneficiary, ben, like extra health insurance, like life insurance, like accident insurance, like Aflac.
Oh yeah, okay.
But it's
Like
a
the
different
duck.
company.
Okay. But he likes it, so that's good.
Yeah. He
All
likes
right.
it. So everybody's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's nice to
Yeah.
know that everybody's doing well.
Yeah.
It's you know, that's the way it is.
Anything else you want to tell the people before we wrap up this amazing podcast?
Well, just be safe, be happy, and keep on chucking because this is going to be over soon.
Oh, yes.
Yep, it is. You know,
it will be.
Yeah,
No
unfortunately,
worries.
I think everybody's getting a little tired of it. You know, I mean, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since things haven't been regular. You know,
I know. But
like normal.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel like, just feel like normal? Like, it just feels like everything's fine. Like, it just,
Oh, yeah.
Not that everything's fine, but it just feels more normal to do the things that we have to do now that we didn't have to do before.
I don't know about you, but I was walking to CVS and I took two blocks and I decided, why, I'm not going to be bothered because I'm going to be only stressed out when I get to CVS and I can't do what I want to do. So I turned around and came home. I said,
Grandma,
it's too much of a hassle.
You. You get too stressed out. You need to calm
down. It's too much trouble to get in there and do what you have to do. And I haven't been to Kohl's. God only knows. Well, not that I need to buy anything. I don't need anything, but.
You don't need to go to Kohl's.
No, I don't need anything.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people are doing, they're doing less things than
they
need.
Your mother
Like,
and
they're
Aunt
not, they're doing what they need to do, not what they don't need to do.
Exactly.
So, like,
exactly.
People are, maybe people are going to live to, learn to live a better quality of life because they're learning what's important and what's not important to accomplish in your day.
And stay off the phones to make appointments. That's the main thing.
Yeah, like, get your appointments done. They're hard to get appointments these days. You got to prioritize them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't need to be around people all the time, do you? Is it really that great being around strangers all the time?
No,
not
but
really.
I'll tell you what I miss most of all. I miss really being with my family. I really miss going to your house and having the part like Joanne's house, having the parties like Shannon's and Devin's. And, you know, that I miss, not seeing everybody. I miss worrying if Suzanne's going to come with the virus or not. That's what I miss most of all. I just wish that would all settle down.
It's okay,
you know,
Grandma. We'll be united soon.
Yes, right. Exactly. Hopefully. Hopefully. We will. We will. We will. I'm very sure we will. I mean, I'm going out to lunch with my girlfriends. I'm not telling you I'm staying home every day. I go out with them once a week. We
yeah,
go to lunch.
I know, Grandma. You've been going out with your
Yeah,
your
we have the book club. So
that,
we have
you're
the book
chilling.
Club, so that's good. Yeah, so it's good. It's good. I just miss, like I say, I just miss, you know, being with my family all together. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Well,
I see Mommy one day. I see Aunt Joanne once a week. Bobby's among the missing. I think he called me up today. He was going to come over, but I must have been at the library when he called up. And
oh,
by the time I answered him, it was over. Well, I need him to take the air conditioner out. But whatever.
Man.
What? You? Listen, I think I'm very interesting.
You are interesting, Grandma. The only reason people listen to this is because of you.
I'm sure.
All right, well.
All right.
Goodbye.
goodbye.
What do we usually say?
Goodbye. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, beautiful. Bye, Grandma.
Bye, sweetheart. Love you.
Till next time. Love you, too.